The candidates in this year's three-way race for Alaska's U.S. Senate may come out about even. That's according to a new poll indicating Joe Miller, Scott McAdams, and Lisa Murkowski are only slim percentage points apart. Yet dollars and votes don't always tally, and campaign funding issues could make all the difference. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The Tea Party Express is getting worried about just how fast Democrat Scott McAdams is pulling in funding for his campaign. According to the Associated Press, the group backing Republican Joe Miller is pleading with Miller boosters to ante up a little more cash, lest the campaign money the Tea Party Express spent on Miller's primary campaign be wasted. What scared the National Tea Party group is a poll conducted by the Club for Growth, a Washington, D.C.-based PAC with Tea Party sympathies. Of course, candidate McAdams is delighted by the turn of events. He spoke to an informal crowd Thursday in Palmer, telling them that MATSU Democrats provided about one-third of his primary campaign funding.
I never thought I would ever quote the Club for Growth. Anybody familiar with the Club for Growth? These folks are like the John Birch Society. It's a very right-wing organization. Today they released a poll. Their numbers, and it's a very conservative group, they have Miller at 33, Murkowski at 31, McAdams at 27. Just 2 weeks ago, over 2 weeks, we've risen 7 points in the polls. With a margin of error, this is a three-way toss-up. But I tell you, we have a unique opportunity. This is a moment in time when MATSU Democrats will make the difference in an election.
Dressed in rumpled jeans, scuffed shoes, and a natty business jacket, McAdams met Valley voters at a local eatery. Many of those in attendance wore the coveralls, boots, and caps indicating a farming livelihood or hard outdoor work. Their questions were direct: health care, the gas line, education, the economy.
You know, the baseline of any economy is reliable transportation, affordable energy, functioning public works infrastructure, and an educated populace. And the invisible hand of the free market, even if that spending is not constitutional, that's a joke. The invisible hand of the free market never has and never will provide for those things. Those are a function of government.
Write-in candidate Lisa Murkowski started her campaign with about $1 million after the August primary. Alaska Native corporations, which have called for support of Murkowski, have since contributed more than $800,000 to the Murkowski-backing PAC, Alaskans Standing Together, independent of Murkowski's campaign. Murkowski told a Chamber of Commerce crowd in Juneau that she's clearly got the experience to do the job.
I am the most senior member on the Republican side, on the Energy Committee. This is the committee that is setting energy policy for our nation. This is the committee that will make that determination as to what happens offshore. This is the committee that will ultimately determine whether or not we have loan guarantees that will help facilitate a natural gas pipeline. This is the committee that has the jurisdiction over our lands, our public lands. This is kind of really big, fat stuff.
McAdams started his campaign as something of an invisible man squashed between the Miller-Murkowski primary fight, and he started with little money, but recent weeks have shown him increasing invisibility, especially when it comes to campaign cash reserves. Funding, McAdams says, that is coming from individual Alaskans, not corporations.
We've raised $873,000 as of this afternoon.
McAdams says 90% of those donations were for $200 or less. A U.S. Supreme Court decision has unlocked the safeguards that restricted corporate donations to any candidate, and this year, corporation money, some maybe from foreign corporations, is flooding politics. Outside money has helped both Miller and Murkowski, although a spokesman for Alaskans Standing Together says that PAC is only accepting money from Alaskans or businesses that operate in Alaska. Alaskan Standing Together's Will Anderson confirmed media reports that the PAC has spent $895,000 this week alone in buying media spots supporting Murkowski. That's according to reports on Federal Election Commission filings available today. But Steve Wachowski, Murkowski Campaign Communications Director, says the Alaskan Standing Together money is separate from the Murkowski campaign war chest.
Yeah, that's absolutely untrue. We have not. I saw an account that we got an $800,000 boost. That's not true. Their maximum donation limit to our campaign is $5,000. But it's my understanding that we haven't even received a campaign contribution from them.
Workowski says Murkowski's campaign raised some $200,000 since September 17th, 70% of it from individual Alaskan donors. Meanwhile, the Joe Miller campaign has criticized Murkowski for being under the influence of outside groups such as Alaskans Standing Together, linking the Alaska Native corporations who contributed to the PAC to concerns about the no-bid government contract privileges they enjoy. Joe Miller's campaign spokesman Randy DeSoto did not return calls for this story. I'm Ellen Lockyer.